Anthony.
And opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05 on May the 24th, a Tuesday. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming, it looks like to me right now, at KCNR1460.com. And probably for streaming, then we can chat. And the fact is that we can chat. We pop into the chat room there. It's not hard to join. And say hello and join our regular chat pack, and it grows every day. Speaking of growing every day, here's Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
Yeah, I kind of like that shirt, Bad Bob.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's
it's kind of understated.
A summer thing, yes.
A summer understated shirt for Bad Bob, which is really, really
wait till Friday. Actually, I might wear a bright one for tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, because tomorrow we're going to be at Macy's there from 7 to 9 in the morning, because we're there for the Spring Senior Expo. It's going to be inside Macy's, and it's going to go from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're going to be there, of course, from 7 to 9, and it's going to have all types of things for those people, that for the seniors, but also for families that want to learn about what's going on with their seniors. And the first 100 seniors receive a special gift in a goodie bag, over 45 booths with programs and services. And you and I are here today. Linda's on assignment and will be there with us tomorrow. But let's just start off with the weather, Bad Bob.
Carl, looks like it's going to be mostly sunny today. And let's see here. I'm having trouble getting my... there we are. Sunshine, a few afternoon clouds, high of 78. Cloudy skies tonight, a few showers after midnight and a low of 56, periods of rain tomorrow, so summer has not yet descended fully on the North State, and I'm okay with that.
Well, they're talking it's going to be 80% chance of showers tomorrow. If you look at it, the lakes are full.
Right now, 46 degrees, weather report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, you know what, we're, you know, there's things in the paper that just really get to you, and there's two or three of them that have hit me today. You know, let's go with a little bit of a national one, and let's just talk about how the U.S. Supreme Court has said that California must drastically reduce its prison population to relieve severe overcrowding that has exposed inmates to increased violence, disease, and death. So they want to release those 30,000 prisoners and then expose the populace to increased violence, disease, and death. What is this? Wait a minute. If it's going to be people that are exposed to increased violence, disease, and death, I'd rather they be in prison than be out here on my street.
Yeah,
what is this? 30,000. You know what? We know we've had a problem with it. We don't have the money to build, so let's just turn them loose. Now, there are some people you can turn loose, I believe. You know, some of the drug offenses like this, fine. But as has been stated by members of the Shasta County Probation Department, hey, unless you've got programs set up out here, you got the people to watch after them, what are you going to do? Just turn them loose on the street. We can't put them in our jail. We don't have room. There's no money coming down. You know, Brown has made this plan about releasing people, but he said it's all based on them giving us money, so that we can do it, so we can open up a third floor of the jail, or that we do have probation officers, or that there is some kind of a treatment if that's what it needs. But no, that's not what's going on. It's release it, and it's a sharply divided Supreme Court, 5-4 between Kennedy and Scalia. They are going after. Scalia says, do you realize what you're doing? Not only that, my friends, but 18 other states are now starting to tremble, because they're looking at, hey, we've got overcrowding. If they can do it to California, they can do it to us. It's called, I think the Supreme Court said, it's cruel and unusual punishment to keep inmates in some of the conditions. And you know what? If you read about the conditions, you're right. In some cases, it is. However, they're in jail. They're in jail for a reason. I'm not there suffering severe degrading conditions because I didn't break the law. I have suffered severe conditions before and lived in horrible places that are, you know, they're probably worse than they're living in defense of our country. We don't have air conditioning. We didn't have that. There were people trying to kill us on a daily basis. There was disease over there. There was all types of stuff. Yes, but, of course, we volunteered to do that. My question is how are we going to handle that in the state of California? How are we going to do that? They're saying we have time. What? 3 years. Even then, 10,000 a year, 10,000 a year, 10,000 a year. And something tells me is that the prison population, I mean, we're still going to be arresting people, right? Yeah. So, I mean, it's not like nobody's going to be arrested for the next 3 years. Something's going to happen, my friends. So we're going to talk about this more this week. We're going to try and get Jim Nielsen on. He is just hopping mad. He said the court's decision is an egregious travesty of justice, Nielsen said. I think he's probably right. Hey, we've got to take a break here. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. You know, I like to start the morning off a little slower, but you know what? When you get something like this rubbed in your face, it's something you got to say. 7-Eleven, 7, I guess I should say, it's 7 a.m. and 11 minutes on May the 24th. Join us after these messages. This is Free Fire Radio.
The Anderson Veterans Walk of Honor needs your help. The Walk of Honor Committee is having a drive-by and donate fundraiser on Memorial Day, May the 30th, from 1 to 4 p.m. at Kaleidoscope Coffee, located at 2258 North Street in Anderson. You're asked to stop by and give what you can. Help them reach their goal. All proceeds will go towards building the Walk of Honor. Honor our veterans on this Memorial Day. For more information, give us a call here at Free Fire Radio.
Need a break?
But don't have time or money.
Want to get away
from the pressures of life?
Escape to another world.
Inside your head.
New radio theater.
Original radio drama.
Every Sunday at 4 p.m.
on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen and vote for your favorite.
As you are transported into an audio world of fact and fiction.
Playwrights compete for a $5,000 grand prize.
Information and live streaming at
newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Generation DVD's Family Video.
And Song Roaster, the ultimate singing telegram.
Is something in your life challenging you? Do you have the motivation to create a change? Where does that come from? What inspires you? I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, your host for the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, streaming live from KCNR1460.com. And I'm always working hard to find that one motivating piece of information to help you make the changes you so desire. Wake up to your life. Tune in to the Conscious Living Show. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, we talk about everything important. Your health, thoughts, beliefs, relationships, sex, love, struggles, and triumphs. Nothing is off limits. Your stories are welcomed. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, the Conscious Living Show, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
National University can help you advance your education and achieve your goals in a variety of careers. From the flexibility of a general psychology degree to clinical and non-clinical areas of study, our psychology programs prepare students for success.
Areas of study available include organizational behavior, sports psychology, human behavior, psychology, counseling psychology, and educational counseling, so you can apply your knowledge and skills in a number of fields, including sports and education, or for organizations of any type.
National University is an accredited nonprofit institution that makes it convenient to get your bachelor's or master's degree with a one course per month format, programs available online, and an accelerated pace that allows you to earn your degree faster.
Learn more at nu.edu or visit our Reading campus at 2195 Larkspur Lane.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, hey, we're chatting at KCNR1460.com. Angel, I did not ban you. It was an accident. No matter what anybody says, no matter what you think, it was just really an accident. I was pushing buttons there, and it said, ban Angel, and I went, oh, no. But there is no on it. It just said, ban Angel, and so I kind of clicked off it, so I guess you got banned. I'm sorry. Really, I meant to do was ban Bad Bob. Speaking of Bad Bob, how hot's it going to be today there, Bad Bob?
Well, today's high should be right around, about, let me see here.
That was too tough a question there, huh? Oh, let's just make something up. We'll change it later.
High should be close to 80 degrees.
Okay, close to 80. We know that's not true, but later on we'll talk about this. Anyway, hey, good morning. 7:15 in the morning. Carl and Bob. Linda's on assignment, but I have a couple of gents here that do not take her place, but they're my friends, Dean Barker and Andy Urban, and they're the ones you see pulling a Huey helicopter around town. So good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Carl.
Morning, Carl.
Tell us a little bit about what you do here.
Well, we're a mobile museum. What we like to do is go out to a lot of different events. We go to schools. We go to parades. As a matter of fact, this morning we're going to be at a little preschool to show some children, give the children a chance to sit in the helicopter. But the purpose of our organization is to honor all active duty at past and future military. So that's kind of what we do. That's how we do it, take the helicopter around.
Well, and I tell you what, it's, you know, you're there at every veteran event, and you've been to schools and a number of other places, isn't that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Well, you know, how did you come up with a helicopter? I mean, I see, you know, during the parade, there was lots of vehicles being, you know, being driven through, and I kind of expected to see you all kind of come pulling through the parade on Saturday.
Well, what happened was we bumped into a fella that owned the fella that owns PacWest Helicopter, John Gagnon, and had talked to him, and then about 8 months later, he called to let me know that he had been able to get an old Huey that was not of much value anymore, and said that if we could put together a group that we could have the Huey. That happened in, I think, 05, and we were finally chartered in 06, became a nonprofit in 06, and it's kind of just putting it back together, putting it to make it look like it was in the Army, and we're off and running.
Well, not meaning the Army flew anyway, though, right? So that was easier?
Or? Well, yeah. We're almost embarrassed to say it was an Air Force helicopter first, but, you know, we upgraded it.
Oh, okay.
Give credit where it's due.
That's right. Hey, Andy, y'all have got something coming up here.
Golf tournament down at the Churn Creek Golf Course on the 4th of June, and it's going to be a scramble, and it's... how do you say that? You just drop the ball, and whoever hits it the furthest, that's where you start.
Yeah, that's what you do. Best ball. That's the way we all play golf is probably the best thing to do, except it looks funny when all of us there by the water, because we all four of us have hit it into the water or up the side of a hill underneath a tree. How could four people hit a ball and put it within 2 feet of each other underneath a tree? I don't know. Anyway.
At least better under a tree than in the water.
There you go. Okay, and that's going to be June 4th. Now, how do people sign up for this thing?
We've got applications scattered all over the town. We've got, I forget what the one's phone number is.
We've got, you can contact any of the members, and we've got a website, which is NORCALVHA, N-O-R-V-H-A, or N-O-R-C-A-L-V-H-A. .com, and any one of the members can get you an application.
Or you can call?
Ron.
Or you can call 221-0590, and that's Ron Webster, and he's in charge of getting people set up for the event here. And he will send you the application, or if you need to, we can bring you the application. And the team is $40 per person. There's four people on a team. And that $40 includes 9 holes of golf and a dinner, tri-tip or chicken dinner, or if there's enough, you can have both.
And how much do you sponsor a hole?
It's $100 to sponsor a hole. And so far, we've got, I think, 3 or 4 sponsored. And
you got one more here, too, because we'll sponsor, of course, always sponsor a hole for our veterans, you know, the Purple Heart, you all. you know.
Well,
thanks,
we
Carl.
Really appreciate that, Carl. Believe me.
We sure do.
Well, you know what, you know, my friends out there, you know, it's getting ready to be Memorial Day. And while everybody's out on their three-day weekend, don't get me started on this, you know, having your barbecue and having a great time. If you remember what we did 2 weeks ago when a Sergeant Dennis came through and we paid the final respects to him on this Memorial Day, we need to remember. We need to remember about our veterans and the men and the women that make up this of your group. Are here to for that is to help people remember, is to you know show the kids you know at the schools and to you know to be out there. So we're going to be talking a lot more about Memorial Day this week, I promise. Anyway, Dave, we got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio at 7:20 in the morning of May the 24th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
If you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party. America.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 7:24 in the morning on May the 24th. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. Don't ask me. I'm not going to tell you. And our guests here are Dean Barker and Andy Urban of the Northern California
Veterans Historical Association,
VHA. You know, for in the Marine Corps, that's got something to do with vertical helicopter, you know, attack. VHA
sounds like one of those Osprey.
No, that was the Cobras.
Cobras
and you know, the attack helicopters. Okay, the y'all appear. I mean, well, I shouldn't say appear, but you bring the Hilo to what, over 30 events a year.
Yeah, and it seems to be growing every year. And anything from very large weekends, for example, this weekend, 4th of July, we're going to spend 5 days up in Klamath Falls with the traveling wall. This morning, after we leave here, we're going to a preschool. We'll probably only be there an hour and a half to 2 hours. And you know, whatever the event is that can that, where we can honor veterans, that's where we want to be.
Yeah. You know, at preschool, do you put the little tykes in, like in a gunner's belt, and then hang out the side?
Well, pretty close. Actually, we let them sit in the pilot seat, and, you know, there's a lot of little knobs and buttons, and kids love toggle switches and buttons and triggers and all that kind of stuff. So they
don't get me started on kids here, because I just read an article in the paper, Record Searchlight, about the students visiting the Turtle Bay's Crossology. Yeah. I don't know if you saw that. It was just like, you know, these horrible smells that they're looking at. And the 17-year-old sniffed the... Never mind. I don't want to go there. Okay, let's go back to something we all like, is helos. I the Huey was played a big part in my life, you know, for inserts and stuff, you know, moving people around. And so having it back and looking at it is great. R.C. Anselmo has got a Huey out there at his ranch. And flies that around. Of course, I don't think they, it's not exactly set up like, you know, the ones we were used to flying, but it's a Huey. Yeah. He flies that around. Okay, you're going to be out the Veterans Cemetery.
Yeah, we'll be out there on the 30th.
Right, on Monday.
On Monday.
That's right. And there'll be a, you know, that's going to be great. You're traveling a lot, and we're having the golf tournament. So tell us again one more time how people can get in touch with y'all.
You can contact any member. You pull up our website at NorCalVHA, and you can contact any member that's on the back of that card. I mean, it's on the members list there. And all the officers are listed. And you can call any one of us. There's 6 officers, and we're all available for calls.
Give Ron's number.
Yeah. And you can call Wayne Scott. He's our events coordinator. If you want to have the chopper at an event, you know, that's especially if it's veteran oriented, just give him a call at 408-386-9191. And if the date's open, we'll make sure that we're there for whatever event you have.
And this doesn't cost anything either, does it?
No. Everything's
free.
If it's a long trip, we may request fuel to and from, but we do it as we're honored to do it. We truly are.
Well, we're honored to have you on the show, and we'll have you on again here before the June 4th and talk about it. And one of y'all just stop by or give me an address so we can send that sponsorship check to y'all.
We'll be more than happy to do that.
Okay. Yeah. So would I. Okay. Dean Barker. Well, Dean, what brand, you were in the Airborne and Paratrooper?
Yeah. I was in the Army. I was in 75th Infantry, which are the Army Rangers. And boy, did Hueys play a big role in my life.
Yeah. When were you in?
I went in the service in 1969. It was only in 22 months, came out in December of 1970.
Okay. And Andy?
I was in the Air Force from June 1951 until June of 1955 as a jet fighter mechanic.
Well, I tell you what, you don't look like you were in the Korean War. you're youthful in appearance there. And I saw that Korean veteran, I thought that you just found that hat.
No.
Okay, you earned it.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, this is the Northern California
Veterans Historical Association.
Yeah. You know, I've got VHA in my mind here, Veterans Historical Association. Rob Burrows just beats me up every time. The Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage
Foundation.
Yeah. My brain is full. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, gents, for being here. And, again, we'll have you back on. Dean Barker and Andy Urban, they're talking about they're going to have golf tournament on June the 4th. You can see them when you go out on Monday, and I'm sure everybody will go out Monday to the cemetery up at Igo for the Northern California Veterans Cemetery for the services up there. There's so many things going on that day. We're going to be talking about them all during the week. In fact, Bob Dunlap from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office is going to be here on Thursday, and we're going to talk about it. Now we're going to take a quick break here for the news. We'll come back. We've got a couple other things running. And then at 8 o'clock, we're going to be bringing in Ted Lighty. We're going to be talking about securing your home and securing yourself. And what do you do if there's 30,000 prisoners released? Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. And this is Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
from the Fox Business Network. Wall Street is getting a boost in early morning trading. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 25 points. Some of the companies getting federal stimulus money haven't paid their taxes. According to a report from the Government Accountability Office, at least 3,700 government contractors and nonprofits owed back taxes at the end of 2009. Those companies owe a combined $757 million. They received $24 billion from the economic stimulus package. Severe weather here and abroad has U.S. insurance companies bracing for record losses this year. According to the consulting firm Equicat, insurers could suffer as much as $10 billion from weather-related losses. And chain store sales increased just over 3% in the week ending May 21st from the same time last year. That's according to the latest survey from the International Council of Shopping Centers and Goldman Sachs. On a week-over-week basis, sales slipped 1%. ICSC does expect retailers to get a boost as consumers gear up for Memorial Day weekend. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2011 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 25th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a special gift in their goodie bags at the door. And shoppers save an additional 15% with your Macy's card. Visit over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for three Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. Vendors include Accent Care, Transition Senior Placement, Kirkwood Assisted Living, California Telephone Access Program, AARP, Reading Acupuncture, and State Farm with Scott Schumacher. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory Equipment, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. The 2011 Spring Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 25th at 8 a.m. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by The Fly Shop, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Lynx, Clear Creek Sports Club, MyOutdoorBuddy.com, and many other fine sponsors. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellites, Doug Tooley, 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number. Now, you want Dish Satellite, and now he can even offer you cable. But Dish Satellite or cable, it's B&T Satellite. He guarantees his work. He's a local guy. He's a veteran. He's got great deals for HDTV. He's got great deals on the number of channels you can get. And the money stays local. And if you want to talk to somebody, you end up talking to Doug Tooley, the owner of the place, and or Heather. And the thing about it is that you want to do your business with somebody local that does great service. And we use Doug for Dish Satellite out at the house. I've never had a problem. He's always available. That's B&T Satellite at 244-1988. Hey, you know, one of the things I want to talk about before we bring on our next guest, and it's going to be, I think you're going to like this, about how can you heat and cool your house using geothermal stuff, is the preacher that said we were supposed to be gone Saturday the 21st, and by the way, I was a little bit upset about that because I did run up the credit card. He has said that the world would end, well, he was off by 5 months, because Judgment Day actually will come on October 21st, not May 21st. Well, frankly, that doesn't do me a lot of good right now, sir. And it's, you know, I don't even see. Oh, his name is Harold Camping. And he said he got so upset about it. People were so upset he had to leave his house and go to a motel. Well, hey, a lot of people were probably in motels that night thinking that was the last day. Okay, Harold, we'll give you one more chance. October 21st or nothing. Otherwise, we will not believe in you anymore. Hey, you know, something that's come up is, you know, since the Don't Ask, and, you know, okay, attention deficit disorder, the radio, let's just switch to the next one here. Leaders of 21 religious groups who provide chaplains to the U.S. military want Congress or the Pentagon to guarantee that troops won't be punished if they openly discuss their objections to homosexuality. You know, under the new Don't Ask, Don't Tell, are doing away with that and having openly gay members of the military serve, which, by the way, leads to a whole bunch of other questions. Reading the blogs I have on Reading.com, you'll see this, and it's not, you know, the fact is okay, gays serving openly in the military. What about the marriage part? What about the unions? The Navy jumped in there and then got smacked around so bad they pulled back out on that one about how to do this, since there is no direction from Department of Defense nor the Pentagon about how to handle that, marriages in the service. But what the chaplains and service members who believe gay marriage and homosexuality are immoral might fear reprisal if they express their views openly once the military lifts the policy. You know, and that's not a bad point, because what if you're in the military and you say, hey, you know what, I don't agree with this lifestyle, and you're a chaplain. I mean, come on, you're a chaplain. You could be a Roman Catholic chaplain. You could be a Presbyterian. You could be, a Jewish rabbi, a Muslim imam, you know, whatever. And if you object to this, well, can you get in trouble for this? And that's a good point, because this is another one of those decisions that are made without maybe thinking it all the way through, that we see a lot from this administration, and such as, oh, let's just lift it. And what about things like if a service member is married in a state where same-sex marriages are accepted? And I don't know where that's at, Connecticut, maybe. Anyway, okay, so they're married in Connecticut, and they come into the service. Is that marriage recognized by the feds? I'm not sure. And then, so what happens if they're married and they move in and they're stationed in Texas, which probably doesn't have that law on the books? What happens then? And they also say that for the same service or same sex relationships, they don't rate base housing, they don't rate medical or any of that. Huge, huge, huge lawsuits coming up, my friends, based on this, because it hasn't been thought out, and we're right here in the middle. By the way, we're still in the middle of two wars, and on Friday, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, 1st Marine Division had a memorial for their people that they lost from March 20th, 2010 to March 15th, 2011. 133 Marines and sailors were killed. We've got two wars going on. The same month that our own Sergeant Dennis was killed, 56 other soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen, male, female, every race, every religious group that you can think of, 56 more were killed in Afghanistan in the same month. And we don't hear about that. And now we're just kind of throwing just a little bit more on the plate. Maybe we ought to think about this a couple more minutes. Hey, we got to take a break here. Carl Lindebot, 7:40 in the morning on May the 24th. I hope you're having a great day. It looks really good out there. It's going to be a good day today, but it looks like tomorrow we're going to get some rain. This is Free Fire Radio.
Celebrating 18 amazing years at Wind River Casino and play the amazing Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer. Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. If you don't have a River Club card, don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. Ask about double and triple entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at the weekly drawings and the big giveaway on Tuesday, May 31st, where you can pull away your very own 2011 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer. For more information on Wind River's amazing Swipe to Win promotion, log on to WindRiver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer from Harrison's Marine and RV in Redding. It's better on the river.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding is family owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco is offering 20% off body labor for dings and dents with mention of this ad. So hurry in. This offer is for a limited time only. Also, the Ambassador Paint Service is just $299. That's right, only $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss these specials. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whenever you're uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Prep body work and large vehicles by them.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl Lindebot. Linda's on assignment. It is 7:43 in the morning. Hey, I want to introduce you to our new guest here, our latest guest, I should say, Todd Gebhardt. And he works for Crystal Air. And he's going to, you know what, we wanted to talk about some of the stuff that Crystal Air does, but it's geothermal heating and cooling.
That's right, Carl.
And I got a quick 2-minute class on it, and I thought, well, that's interesting. So let's talk about that.
Sure. Yeah, geothermal heating and cooling, one of the important distinctions to make, the industry uses the term geothermal because the public, kind of tugs at the ear of the public when they hear geothermal. There's some sort of concept of what we might be talking about out there. But really, to be more specific, when we're talking about geothermal heating and cooling, we're not talking about tapping into geysers and hot air vents.
Because that's what I was kind of thinking about when I thought, well, geothermal. I mean, you know, I can see in some places it's like that, but that's not what you're talking about.
Right, right. Yeah, that's more for power plants, for driving turbines and so forth, and delivering electricity out through the grid. What we're talking about here is using the electricity on the grid, but plugging into the earth as a resource for heating and cooling. You know, really all revolves around the concept of a heat pump, which most of us are pretty familiar with and gained a lot of popularity over the last 20, 30 years. Very efficient heat pumps, of course, a little more environmentally friendly. We don't have the heavy carbons that were thrown up by burning fossil fuels like, you know, propane, natural gas, etc. Heat pump technology, basic overview of the fundamentals of refrigeration. Really what we're talking about here is it's difficult to really create cold. Really what we're doing is we're moving heat. We're moving heat either into an enclosure or from an enclosure to the outside. Your refrigerator doesn't actually make things cold. It actually takes heat out of that enclosure and therein makes things cold. Okay, so really an air conditioner all along has been, if you will, some form of a heat pump. Okay, we're just simply taking heat from inside the house and throwing it outside. By putting a reversing valve on an air conditioner, you can basically reverse that direction. You can take heat out of the outside air and put it into the inside. All this is an air source heat pump. What we're talking about with Geo is a ground source heat pump.
Okay, so how does that work?
We're going to put tubing in the ground. We call it a loop. It can be implemented either vertically, horizontally. It can be done with a pond. It is a closed loop system, which we're circulating water through there. By doing so, we're picking up a latent 55 degree temperature in the ground, putting it through the system.
Which, by the way, is very stable from like 5 feet to, what did you say, 500 feet?
Yeah, five down to 500 feet. You get 500 feet and below. Now you start talking about the actual, you know.
Getting hot.
Yeah, big G, right. Geothermal.
Okay, now these hoses that are these loops that you put into the ground, how do you do that?
Well, in the case of a horizontal loop, it's a matter of trenching at a 5-foot mm-hmm. depth. You know, size varies on the system, how much trenching you're going to have to do. It's high-density polyethylene tubing. Material that from the manufacturer is warrantied for 50 years, and best guesstimations is, you know, we expect a lifetime of 75 to 100 years out of the loop. So that's really a once-in-a-lifetime investment, and that is really the added investment on a Geo system over a conventional air source heat pump.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the case of where we're tight on space, we can go straight down. We can bore holes much the same way as you would drill a well for water, except that it doesn't need the same casement. It is drilled tubing is connected and inserted into that, and then backfilled with a clay substance that bonds it with good heat exchange to the earth itself.
Okay. Okay. All right. And then so then from that, you heat cool?
Right. Yeah. Give a little compare and contrast with the air source heat pump. One of the limitations that we have with an air source heat pump, the conventional one that most of us are familiar with, is the colder it gets in the wintertime, the less heat there is in the air. There is actually still heat in the air at 30 degrees, even 0 degrees, until you get down to absolute zero. There's some sort of heat energy out there. But the colder it gets, the harder the system has to work to extract the heat. Basically, we're exposing refrigerant to the outside air. We're taking that, we're compressing and condensing it, and we're squeezing heat out of it in order to deliver to air coils inside the house and then blow warm air through a central air system. But like I said, as it gets colder out there, the system has to work harder, and at a certain point we kind of reach an operational limit in which the unit has to fall back on electric resistance heating with electric strips, and that gets to be a lot more costly. The same is true going the opposite direction. In the summertime, you know, 90...
You can take it to a certain point.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Well, yeah. And the air just doesn't absorb the heat that we're trying to throw out of the house as well the hotter it gets.
Mm-hmm.
When we're plugging into that circulated water, we don't have to worry about that.
Right, because it's going to be at a constant temperature, and that way everything works easier then.
Very easy. The bottom line really comes down to air source heat pumps have a range of efficiency of
95 up to 175%. In other words, for every dollar of energy that we're putting into them, we're getting out between 95 cents and $1.75 of heat. Okay. With geosystems, they typically range between 2 and 500%. So, you know, for every dollar you're putting in...
Because you're not having to do all the cooling, and I mean, you're not going to have to, you know, all the circulation because it's already 55 degrees.
That's correct.
So if you're trying to cool your house, it would be even easier.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because then you're just running the cool air straight off out of the ground. The only thing you have to do then is kind of heat it.
Yeah, essentially. Essentially, you know, when we're picking up 55 degree temperatures, and again, you know, to really understand it, we're actually throwing the heat out of the house into 55
right.
degrees.
Right.
It's absorbing it very well. It's very receptive for taking on that heat.
Okay. We got to take a break here. I'm with Todd Gabhart from Crystal Air, and we're talking geo. Thermal heating and cooling, which is a completely different concept than I thought when we, you know, before we started talking to Todd on how it works. And we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back, and we're going to finish talking up about this and how you can get a hold of Todd. And because I know you probably have some questions about it, but it sounds like something that, you know, even we can talk a little bit about the environment, too, when we come back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Harrison's Marine and RV is your vacation specialist. The campgrounds are open, the lakes are full. It's time you got out and enjoyed our local attractions. Don't go away on vacation. At Harrison's Marine and RV, they're inviting you to stay and play with great savings on top-name boat and RV brands. Harrison's Marine and RV offers a large selection of travel trailers, toy haulers, and fifth wheels by top manufacturers. And pontoon, ski, and family boats. It's time to plan your summer. And with the savings right now at Harrison's Marine and RV, there's no reason to wait, especially deals like this. A brand-new 20-foot Bennington pontoon boat, only $199 per month on approved credit. Or a 21-foot travel trailer from Wildwood for only $189 per month on approved credit. Save today, vacation all year. And even with the cost of fuel, RVing and boating are up to 61% less than other vacations. Harrison's Marine and RV, your vacation specialist, I-5 and Oasis. Stay and play with Harrison's Marine and RV.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
June 14th, Second Tuesday Club meets at Nipah's for Thai food.
Like Nipah It in the Bud?
That's what I should have done when we started these announcements.
Yeah, well, it's too late now.
Please join our Haven Humane supporters Tuesday, June 14th at Nipah's on Churn Creek Road. Besides a great meal, your support will continue to help Haven Humane Society provide shelter and homes to the hundreds of unwanted and abused pets in Shasta County. Nipah's kindly donates a portion of their proceeds to Haven's efforts.
Won't you please help us help them?
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by the Bathroom Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Fine place, great people. They do a lot for our community. Finest espresso place at Espresso Joe's in the city. Hey, we're going to take a break right now from Todd and we're going to talk in Crystal Air and talk to our Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Jim, good morning.
Well, I wish I could call it good. It's not good after the U.S. Supreme Court decision on inmate release yesterday. It's truly a tragedy. And the Supreme Court, what struck me with the decision, I read the whole thing, including the dissents by Alito and Scalia, is how the majority absolutely arrogantly disregarded the Congressional Prison Litigation Reform Act, which was written just to prevent this kind of tragedy and travesty. Alito put it right. He said, I feel today's decision, like prior court release orders, will lead to a grim roster of victims. And Scalia called it perhaps the most radical injunction in any court in American history. It really is. Now we have this to follow up on the governor's own release plan, which will release even more than the court requires. There is no question we're going to face great mass victimization. The only thing different now is the U.S. Supreme Court has affirmed that California has to do this early release.
Well, you know, Assemblyman, also from what I understand, there's like 18 other states that are now shivering in their boots because they've said if they can do it to California, they can do it to us. They can take over our prison system like this.
Absolutely, and that is precedential in other ways, Carl. You make an excellent point. What other areas will the court now assert itself to take control of states' rights? It's a huge states' rights issue, too. We have some options here in California. The decision does invite a remedy, and the legislature and the governor could come up with a plan that does, to a higher degree, protect public safety, and I'm willing to negotiate with this administration towards that end if they will negotiate with me. Thus far, they have seen fit to just say it's our way or no way, and they're moving ahead with starting releases early this July.
Well, I thought they were not going to release anybody, Jim, unless they put money along with it.
Well, they say that, Carl, but two things. One, they want to get the releases in process so they could do it, and by doing that, then they feel they're ramping up the pressure on the legislature to pass tax increases to fund this travesty. So it's a strategic, political, cynical move as well. I'm working with several different parties. We can sue in California as far as the California action is concerned under Marcy's Law, which I helped write.
Right.
Marcy's Law, which, like the Prison Litigation Reform Act, was written in part expressly to stop this kind of nonsense. So the Criminal Justice Legal Foundation and others, including Crime Victims United, are going to be launching a legal effort here in California, which could possibly be a venue back to the Supreme Court, although I think it's very doubtful in the light of this decision. And then I would be asking the state to provide some remedy of a safer way to relieve prison overcrowding. Unfortunately, one of the options, and that is building another prison or two, is probably off the table because of the time.
Well,
although I would say we should include that in the plan that we're going to fast-track one or two prisons.
I can understand that. You know, the other thing that also concerns me is they say, oh, well, they can take their time, you know, 3 years or something. But I also know for every, you know, we release 10,000 prisoners back, you know, a year. But it's not like the prison population isn't going to continue growing. I don't think crime's going to stop.
Well, no, it won't. In fact, it will accelerate, as Justice Alito and as I have long suggested, column after column and hour after hour on your show, Carl Linda. No, it's going to increase incredibly. And then the public outrage will be such that there'll be all kinds of finger-pointing and there'll be legislative hearings and people will be fired in the corrections agency and everyone will be saying, well, we didn't need to let that person out. Well, I'm going to tell them, yes, you did.
Well, I just, you know, I tell you what, Senator Nielsen, it's, the fact is that it's a, I believe it's also a travesty that here we are in the worst recession we could possibly have. We have no money. We're shutting down jails. We're turning sheriffs loose and police. And now they're just telling us, hey, take 38,000 more and put it into your society there of prison. Because
well, keep in mind, by 2015, it'll be 106,000. So, there's danger looming and there are other solutions. Frankly, in part, it's the fault of corrections for not proactively for the last near 20 years responding to this potential. Carl, that's one of the reasons that I created 2 years ago that litigation prevention unit within CDCR. try to anticipate these legal problems and solve them before they become messes like the one we're dealing with today.
Okay, sir. You know, we've got about 30 seconds left. We sure appreciate you calling in. And, you know, because I talked about it this morning and I quoted you, and it's just a, it is a travesty, and we've just got to see what's going to happen here. When we're going to have you on in the near future and be something else to discuss.
The arrogance of our courts, have people, I suggest they read the decision. It's about 90 pages.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You bet, sir. Thanks a lot. That was Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. We're going to break for the news right now. Carl in the Butt, Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They keep looking under what used to be homes, clawing through rubble in case anyone is still alive, trapped in Joplin, Missouri.
We are still in search and rescue mode.
City Manager Mark Rohr, 17 have been rescued so far, but 117 are dead. The deadliest U.S. tornado since at least 1950.
It's just pure devastation. You can't believe it.
Thousands of homes and businesses destroyed. Months after... Egyptians celebrated after their uprising ousted their president. Egypt's top prosecutor says Hosni Mubarak and his sons will go on trial for killing protesters. The U.S. is slapping new sanctions on companies doing business with Iran. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live traveling with the president in London.
The State Department is imposing those sanctions on seven foreign companies, including a state-owned Venezuelan oil company, for doing business with Iran. The aim is to hit companies suspected of helping Iran's nuclear program. Yesterday, the president signed an executive order that gives U.S. officials more authority to target companies that are involved with Iran. Now, here in London, President Obama is visiting with Prime Minister David Cameron. He is the guest of honor at a state dinner at Buckingham Palace later tonight. Dave?
Mike, Israel's prime minister is about to address a joint meeting of Congress days after rejecting President Obama's proposed Israeli border redrawing. Casey Anthony, now on trial in Orlando, accused of murdering her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live outside the courts.
Dave, prosecutors here are telling the jury about specific instances, like when Casey's father found their car at the junkyard.
And as they approach the vehicle, an overwhelming smell is emanating from it, and it's coming from the trunk.
George Anthony feared it could have been Casey and or Kaylee inside. Forensic teams preserved some of the car's upholstery with the odor, and the jury will smell it, Dave.
Having a little bit of a rebound in the housing market, new home sales rose 7% last month. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
For contractors looking to cut costs, the Home Depot is a great place to start, where right now all special order Anderson windows and patio doors are 10% off. That's a nice price break on one of the most trusted names in windows, which means you can build with the best quality products and still lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can grow a stronger one. More saving, more doing, that's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 29th, U.S. only.
Someday I can be a marine biologist.
Or a park ranger.
Oh, a conservationist.
I know! I want to drive a train.
Helping the planet, it's a value kids and CSX share. Up to 5 times more fuel efficient than trucks, CSX trains are the most environmentally friendly way to move goods on land. Learn more at CSX.com. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
They keep looking for more victims and trying to clean up in Joplin, Missouri. There is a threat of more severe weather or tornadoes in other areas today.
The greatest area of concern today is southeastern parts of Kansas, much of the eastern half of Oklahoma, including Oklahoma City. So we're talking about a very populated city out there.
Fox meteorologist Maria Molina. Just like last year, a thick cloud of ash making its way across Europe from a volcano eruption in Iceland, grounding planes again.
The ash is blowing over northern Norway and Britain, airlines cancelling local flights, not U.S. flights, but...
It's a very powerful eruption.
And geologist Catherine Goodenough says the volcano is still pumping ash.
Rising up to a height of 20 kilometres. That's a lot of ash.
Iceland's biggest eruption in decades, but the European Union predicting...
We do not...
No widespread shutdown of airspace like last year. In London, Alistair Wangland, Fox News Radio.
Two freight trains collided early this morning in North Carolina, one ramming the other from behind. Two crew members are dead, two others injured. No hazardous materials were on board, but there was a fire that forced 5 homes to be evacuated. On Wall Street, we're seeing the Dow now up 11 points. A teenager will be the next American Idol. The question is, which one? A final sing-off tonight. Fox News Radio, Sabrina Sabah, live in Los Angeles.
It's the youngest matchup Idol has ever seen, making the teenage finalists more buddies than rivals.
It's a competition, but I forget a lot of the time because we go to school together and we just hang out and we're just, like, really good friends.
Lauren Elena is now 16, but was one of the youngest contestants to try out when she was 15, thanks to new rules put in place to allow younger singers. The last girl to be crowned American Idol was Jordan Sparks in 2007, who made history as the youngest contestant to win. The other finalist, Scotty McCreery, is only 17. Dave?
Sabrina, a lock, a casualty, the NFL's contract dispute and lockout. The AP reports that the league has canceled next month's rookie symposium. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. It's 8:05 on May the 24th. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. And we're streaming and chatting. And you got to jump into this chat room, my friends, because they are rocking about having prisoners released. We just had Assemblyman Jim Nielsen call in. A little bit of a surprise call. He calls here all the time. It broke in, however, on our guest, Todd Gabhart. And Todd, you know, of course, being the kind of the true gentleman that he is, says, hey, you know, this is something that affects all of us out here. Yeah. We need to talk about it. But we also want to finish up talking about geothermal and crystal air. So, you know, we talked about how you put the tubing into the ground, and I'm sure, and then how it's 55 degrees is a steady temperature all year round.
Right.
And then how that can heat and cool your home. What other parts?
Well, yeah, and we left off talking about the efficiencies of geo versus air source heat pumps, which are far more cost effective in contrast to, you know, propane and wood and other types of heating sources. You know, the cost aspect of it is really significant when consumers look into this. You know, we're talking about cutting your heating and cooling costs essentially in half. Versus their current rate. So apples to apples versus air source electric heat pumps. Generally, the rule of thumb is that heating and cooling systems in a home account for about 70% of your utility bill. So right there, we're talking about cutting 35% off your utility bill from going from an air source, a fairly efficient resource, air source heat pump, to a geothermal heat pump, knocking 35% off. Typically, the industry talks about, hey, we can cut your utility bill by 50 to 60%. There's a gap in the math on that. Really comes down to this, tiers. In California, you know, unless you're on a publicly owned utility, you're tapping into tiers. You know, when you start getting those escalated rates and that kind of thing, we basically, with geo, because it cuts the consumption in half, will pull you out of those tiers. So it balances out to be about a 50% savings versus your current utility bill.
Okay. How do people get in touch with you all?
Well, a couple of resources, Carl. Feel free to call us. We're still verbal people. They can call us at 530-623-1000. We have a really excellent web page they can get a hold of us on via email or just check us out if you tuned in late. All this is covered on the webpage. It's a nice video that puts it in a real clear, succinct, explanatory manner. www.crystalair, that's one word, crystalair.info, real important. There's a .com out there, that's
right.
Not us.
Okay, it's .info.
.info.
Crystalair.info.
Yep.
Well, it sounds really interesting, and I'm you know, again, when we start talking, you know, geothermal, you think of tapping into Mount Lassen. And that's not what we're talking about. And, you know, after we started talking about it, I, you know, remember my, you know, my lessons in school about constant temperature in the earth and how some people would live in homes like that, you know, heated and cooled and using different systems. But this sounds like y'all have got that, you know, have that all figured out.
Yeah, the technology's been around for a while. 1912 was the first patent filed in Switzerland for geothermal. The heat pump concept has been around longer than
sure,
that.
Sure, I understand. Okay, we've been talking to Todd Gabhart from Crystal Air, and we've been talking geothermal and how you can cut your bills down. It's different than, you know, solar. and it's different than your usual type you use with the typical air heat exchange there, and that you end up using electric strips anyway.
Right.
Especially if you want it to heat up a little bit faster. I mean, that goes in, or if it just reaches a certain point, you've got to go to the heat. You've got to go to the electric
right, exactly.
part. So okay. Last word.
You know, just real quick, want to mention, you mentioned solar, Carl. You know, this is not an either or. We see geo is going hand in hand in solar. In fact, geo has more impact on solar than solar has on geo. Going geo, you basically can cut down your PV panels and costs for implementation of that. It's all part of a bigger energy management strategy that I think we all need to look into.
Okay. Yeah, I think that we need to look at everything on this because, you know, the idea of fossil fuels is going to get more and more expensive as we go along here. I don't see it getting any cheaper.
No.
Okay. Okay, Todd, thanks a lot. Chris DeLair, thanks for coming by today.
Yep.
And this is Carl Lindebaugh. It is 8:10 in the morning. It's May the 24th. It's going to be a great day. When we come back, we're going to have Ted Leidy. He's going to be talking about defense of your home, defense of yourself. And, gosh, is it a better time at all to talk about this when we find out they're releasing 30,000 prisoners back into the state? Carl Lindebaugh, this is Free Fire Radio.
Casino has delivered by continuing the trend of bringing back what you asked for. We are excited to bring back an array of appetizing specials inside Elements Restaurant. It is our privilege to gently influence your well-being by providing new and delicious expressions to delight and nourish you. We invite you to come in and enjoy a delicious meal. The lineup includes an all-you-can-eat breakfast and lunch buffet. Don't forget to ask your server about our daily lunch specials, nightly dinner specials, and our delicious dessert tray. So come in and relax as you enjoy what our new menu has to offer. Whether it is breakfast, lunch, or dinner that you crave, Elements Restaurant offers something special for everyone. We proudly serve the freshest ingredients that are indigenous to the California region. Indulge your senses at Elements Restaurant inside Wind River Casino. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For current menus and prices, check out our website at windriver.com. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, FiveStarBank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot. Linda's on assignment, 8:14 in the morning on May the 24th. Good morning. I hope your day's going well. This portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Dr. Joseph Lea at 1751 Hartnell Avenue. I can't say enough about the good doctor there. You know, he is, when we went in there for our eye exam and he found that tear in Linda's retina, we had that fixed. In fact, we're going back today to get that final look at. He's got the latest design in progressive lenses. He has an on-site lab. He has glasses for the whole family. And he will take care of your eye needs. That's Dr. Joseph Lea at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, 223-2325. Dr. Joseph Lea. Okay. Our guest, Ted Light. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you today?
I'm always good, and it's always good seeing you.
Excellent. Nice seeing you.
You know, we run into Ted at PGR events and other events like that. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've got a company called NorCal Firearms Instruction. We teach firearms safety and responsibility and concealed carry once or twice a month. I also work full-time for an engineering firm, and I'm a retired command sergeant major in the U.S. Army, so I'm pretty busy.
There you are. You know, in fact, I've talked to people over at Bastiani, and they said they don't know how you have time to do anything.
Well, my family would tell you that they would complain a little bit about that. But.
Well, I know you're busy. We had you planned to come on to talk about security in your home. You know, one of the things we did with that emergency preparedness week was we talked about what happens if there's a disaster. What do? You know, you pick up, you have your go bag. You know, what if it takes a little bit longer? You know, things you should have in your home, things you should have in a bag, things that you should prepare yourself for, medical emergencies, all these things in case there's a natural disaster. You know, and I guess the extension to that is, which we didn't get into, but we are today, is what happens if, there is an emergency and that you stay in your home or if you're out, but it's staying in your home. How do you protect your home and your loved ones and what you have from those looters or marauders who have decided that they want what you have? And that was one of the reasons we wanted to bring you on today. And this is, and protecting your home and security even before the ruling by the Supreme Court that's going to turn loose thousands of prisoners here, some whom I'm sure shouldn't be on the streets.
Well, actually, it couldn't be more timely. As you said, there are a few different scenarios where you may need a firearm in your home, and actually a firearm should be part of your go bag. You know, it's part of your emergency kit. There's the actual home invasion, which your home and somebody tries to break into your home or does make it into your home. There is the home protection scenario where, guess what, that you do have looters. There is some sort of a natural disaster, and you have to protect your own home. Then, of course, you've got the extra scenario where you live in a rural home, and you could be 45 minutes from the nearest law enforcement. So all three of those scenarios call for home defense or personal protection, and most of the time people will choose a firearm to do that. Now, there are a few different types of firearms people choose, and there's a lot of argument about which firearm is the best. Some people use shotguns, which is fine. Some people use pistols. And then there are a few who will use a rifle, such as an AR-type assault rifle, which probably is the least popular.
Well, I've got to be thinking, is that the guy next door cuts loose a magazine? You know, and he goes right through those little walls, kind of makes him unpopular at my house if they're coming through and no elk killers jumping around.
Absolutely, especially in town. You might not only go through your walls, but your neighbor's walls and then his neighbor's walls.
Absolutely.
So shotguns are becoming more and more popular. There's getting a lot of media. There's a lot of media play around shotguns and their use as home defense. And one of the reasons why they do become, or they are good home defense firearms, is because they're easy to use. And you can hole up and defend a room with a shotgun for a long time. If you have a box of shells and an 870, it's going to be hard to get to you.
Okay. You know, one of the things, too, is we like to point out is, we're not here to, frighten people and stuff, but we do believe in preparedness. And one of the things both the chief of police, Peter Hansen, has said, and Sheriff Tomasenko, is that response times are getting longer. And especially when you're talking about a city like Reading that's spread out, that the response time has gone up to 12 minutes. And a lot can happen in 12 minutes in a house. That doesn't mean every response time is 12 minutes. And then with the sheriff, I mean, you could be out there for a long time before people, you know, if you're out there in Shingletown or some other outlying areas, like you said, that, and that, you know, as far as getting assistance. So you've got to be able to protect yourself and your family.
Absolutely. And with the release of the prisoners that could possibly happen, we can go ahead and count on those response times even increasing. So you have to rely on yourself, especially, like you said, in the rural areas. One of the things that I do like to stress when I teach is your responsibility as a firearms owner. And even if you have been to class and you've had gun safety training, you know, you have a responsibility each and every day to make sure your firearm is stored correctly. And that means unauthorized persons cannot get access to it. And, of course, we have a lot of stories. It seems like once every 6 or 8 months we have something happen in this county where somebody gets a hold of a firearm and uses it to hurt themselves or others. So,
yeah, a child or something like that. Yeah.
Absolutely. So there are ways to store firearms using a hand vault.
Okay, we want to get to that. We want to take a quick break here, and then we can talk about that so I don't have to break in on you. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:20 in the morning, May the 24th. It's a great day, my friends, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Mom, the Internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for?
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Ernie and Dave.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy. I'm going.
Dave, our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay. Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 a.m. Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing it weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right, 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR 1460.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Analog living in a digital world. That's what we talk about on Boomer Tech Radio every Saturday from 1 to 2 here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you each week by BNT Satellite, your dish network provider. Advanced Automotive, providing safe, reliable auto care for their customers and our community. And Tammy Thomas, your Edward Jones advisor, making sense of investing. Boomer Tech Radio, now at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoons, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Botland is on assignment. It's 8:23 in the morning on May the 24th. Hey, what's the weather today there, Bad Bob? I know it's going to be pretty good. It's 53 degrees right now, and it's supposed to get up probably to the, mid
70s? Well, it should be near 80 degrees, okay. Depending on where you're at. A 20% chance of rain tonight, though, especially after 11 p.m. The low should be about 54. High tomorrow, get this, 57 degrees, and it's darn near June, and currently it is 53 downtown.
57 degrees, it's almost June, and then, you know, this weekend is going to be something kind of, you know, I guess off and on, too. You know, what can you say about the weather except, you know, the lakes are full, there's more snow, it's got all this going on. Hey, and the weather report's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. You know, a great place to go, lunch, dinner. We went out there Saturday for Linda's birthday and just had a whoop-up, yaha time. But you go there for brunch, and it's just a quick ride out of Palo Cedro. The ambiance, the people treat you great up there, and it's just wonderful food. And in some ways, it's a place to go for birthdays. There are birthdays going on up there, anniversaries, weddings. All of that happens up there. Just give them a call at Anselmo's at 474-5546. Our guest, Ted Leidy.
Morning, Carl.
A NRA instructor, and we're talking about protection of your home. You know, I don't know how appropriate this is after we just hearing the Supreme Court say yesterday that they're turning loose, that the state of California has to release 30,000-plus prisoners back into society here, whether they're ready or we're ready. But one of the things we can do is prepare ourselves. Okay, let's continue.
Absolutely. Okay. You know, Carl, one of the things you can do to protect yourself is to make your home or make your castle hard as a target. So that, you know, criminals take a look at it on the block and they decide, you know what, that one looks a little difficult to me, so I'm going to go ahead and move on to another. And, of course, that's part of your home protection strategy. When we teach personal protection, we spend a whole hour just on home protection.
Mm-hmm.
And you make your home, realize your home is a static target. Unlike us, we get up every day, we go to work, we travel about. People have to, if they want to assault us, they basically have to pattern us up and figure out where we're going to be and when we're going to be there. Your home, though, it sits all there all day. It's a static target. They can actually sit across the street from that house and make a plan to get inside that home. And so you want to make it as difficult as you can. And probably one of the first things you can do is take a look at the shell of your home. Make sure that all of your doors have deadbolts all the way around and that every external door has a peephole. Very important. Make sure that I've been to homes where they had internal doors on their shell, right? So they had thin, paper-thin doors that they were using as external doors. And, of course, you know, you can kick those in and just using very, very little effort. So make sure you have all external doors. Make sure you have deadbolts, preferably double, and make sure you have a peephole on every door. That'll help. Use lighting to your advantage. We were talking about that on the break. Motion lights, it's about 80-20 split. 80% of the people love them and 20% of the people hate them. But I'll tell you who doesn't like them, and that's the criminal element. Because as soon as they get close to that house, that light comes on, and it makes them uncomfortable. They like to work in the dark. So use lighting around your house to light it up to make sure that it's an undesirable target for the criminals. In addition, vegetation. Keep your vegetation trimmed. Don't allow your house to be shrouded and covered with trees and bushes, because once a criminal gets close to your home, then he's got all the time he needs to work to get inside. Keep your vegetation trimmed and let it be visible from the road. They don't like that. Criminals do not like the ability to be seen from the roadway, especially when you start using motion lights. Check your access routes. We were talking about access routes in the break. There should be one way into onto your property and one way out, and that should be able to be locked. If you have an alleyway behind your home, you need to figure out how to fence it off and make it inaccessible for folks who are not authorized to be on your property. If there's one way in your property and one way out and it's locked, the criminal's going to find it very difficult to get in and out of that property.
Well, you know, one of the things we did was just do that. We just put a new security door in. And it's, you know, what it does is I look at it almost like counterterrorism. And you're looking at soft targets. Is you want to harden your and I don't want to sound cavalier about this, but you want to make your house harder than the next house to get into. Because if your house is harder than the next house, a criminal basically doesn't want to get into some kind of altercation. I mean, if somebody's breaking your house, we hope. But, I mean, he wants to get the easiest way of doing business. And if you've made it harder for him to get into your place, you want him to go someplace else. So the lights, the keeping your vegetation out, if you've got an alleyway, making sure you've got a door there that they can't just walk into or step over a gate, and they can't just open a gate. If it's a thoroughfare on the back, we blocked off the other one with a wall at the end of the alley there. So they can't just walk through. People can't just walk up and down our ingress route there. And a heavy door in the front. It's just things like this to help protect what you have, and just to push somebody that's interested in taking what you have and maybe into a different area.
Absolutely. And even block the visual piece for them. Build that fence up high enough so they can't see into your backyard and they can't see into your windows from that alleyway or that other right-of-way that they have down there. The other thing that we failed to mention, but we should, is a dog. Let me tell you, criminals generally speaking are cowards, okay? And if you have a dog, even a chihuahua,
that starts barking,
3 pounds, teeth on one end, and on the other, they don't want anything to do with that. They'll go to a different, a different house.
Well, it's true, and it's something that starts barking, and it's sounding the alarm, and then it's something else. You put in layers of security here.
Absolutely.
To help protect your home. Okay, we're going to take a break here for the news. Our guest, Ted Leidy, we're talking securing your home, making it a little bit harder to get into, and then we're going to be talking about personal protection. There's so much going on in the world today, and more it's happening, that you just have to be prepared, at least have the knowledge, and that's what we're trying to provide, knowledge on how to stay safe. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. In Joplin, Missouri, a scramble to find survivors while the weather permits.
They found 17 survivors thus far. They're hoping for more good stories like that. They know today they had some more bad news, and that is they found another victim overnight, bringing the death toll out here to 117.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Joplin. Rescuers working through sections of the city.
In those quadrants are a couple of apartment buildings that fell down. And those apartment buildings, when they fall down, they can create a lot of void spaces. In those void spaces, you could possibly still have survivors.
President Obama vowing help, saying he's spoken with the governor of Missouri.
We will give him every ounce of resources that the federal government may have that we can bring to bear on this situation.
The president speaking from London. He'll head to Missouri on Sunday after he returns from his European trip. This is a Fox News alert.
Here we go.
Linda Bott on the spot. Linda Bott on the spot. Hey, yeah. Linda Bott on the spot. Linda Bott on the spot.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me on KCNR 1460 Thursday nights at 6 p.m. We're going to talk about fashion and film, great music, lots of fun, great giveaways, and I want to thank my sponsors for making my show possible. That's the Mount Shasta Mall, Elegant Soul, and California Auto Repair and Smog. See you here Thursday night.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com. Like one of our chatters in the chat pack said, there's no sound that can be imitated, no sound that can be recognized like the pump of a 12-gauge shotgun. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. And the guys, DC Tim and the Man in Black, they cut hair. They cut it great. They cut it to what you like. It's not a styling shop. It's not a place where you can get fingernails done or anything like that. It's a barbershop, my friends. It's man's last stronghold. Go in there for great conversation. They give discounts to veterans. They are the, you know, they are the barbershop of choice for so many. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right on Athens Avenue. Okay. Our guest, Ted Leidy, and we are talking defense of your home and defense of yourself. Now, as we go further on into defense of our home, if you know, if this could be a natural disaster, it could be anything. So you still want to defend your home. You still want to be able to take care of yourself in your home and your family. And it, you know, it doesn't take a lot of money to do this. It just takes common sense and awareness of what's going around. But there are certain parts of your home that you want to have ready. And Ted, let's talk about that.
Well, we when we teach home protection, we teach putting together a rally room. And there are different names for that. Some people call them panic rooms, or we've used the term emergency room.
Safe rooms.
Safe room, yeah. And we call it a rally room, much like the military. You know, if something goes wrong, we all meet back at a rally point, and we talk about that rally point before we ever go on a patrol. So the rally room is a simple room in your home where you can store your go bag, store your extra meds, store some water, store a landline and a cell phone. It has to be a locked room. And, you know, you should tell your family that if something ever happens, if we have an emergency, that's where we're all going to go and meet. That way, you don't have one person running through the house looking for somebody else, which is very, very dangerous, in a, especially in a home invasion scenario.
And this doesn't have to be like a large home either. I mean, this could be a two-bedroom apartment that you've got, you know, that, hey, we're going to go right here if something happens.
Absolutely. It can even be somebody's bedroom.
Right.
You know, that would be more than fine. What you don't want to do, though, especially if you have teenagers like I do, is start, you know, telling them you're building a safe room or a panic room, because they will look at you like you're crazier than they usually do, right? Here's the panic room, so we're all going to run there, and we're going to run these scenarios. You just can't do that. So if you call it a rally room, and really you kind of do it, kind of put it together yourself and then introduce it to your family.
Sure.
A lot of times it's much easier to ingest that way. You know, there are certain things in there, of course, your go bag, but extra medications, food, water, flashlight, firearms, cell phone and landline should have a deadbolt on the door.
Maybe a little bit more of a heavier door there so somebody can't just push their way through.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's where you're going to go. You're going to lock yourself in, and you're going to call law enforcement if you think there is somebody in your home. Let's talk for a second about if somebody does get in your home. There are a couple of different things you can do. It's actually three different scenarios can play out. The first scenario is to get out. The second scenario is to hole up and call law enforcement and wait for them. And, of course, third is to enter the home where the invader's at. And, of course, that's always the least desirable. You never want to walk through a home where you have an invader, especially if it's dark. If you've ever walked through a home with a flashlight and a firearm, you know, and I'm sure you have, you know there's it's very disconcerting. The first thing we always teach is to get out. If you can get out, Get out. There's, you know.
Avoid the fight.
Avoid the fight. Open right. a window, hop out, run next door, and call the police. That's the best and most safe scenario for you. Unfortunately, sometimes you don't always have that option, especially if you don't have a way out. Let's say you live on the second floor and there's no way to climb down. Best thing to do at that point is to lock your door in whatever room you're in if you know there's somebody in your home, and call the law enforcement, call the police, call the sheriff's department. And that, in that point, you're kind of waiting it out. And that's where your firearm, you know, your firearm scenario also comes in, because, you know, put yourself in the furthest corner of the room, in the darkest corner of the room, stay on the line with dispatch, and if they try to get in your try to get into the room that you're in, you know, you may tell them, if you come through that door, I might have to shoot you. And then, of course, you know, there is there are few sounds more intimidating than the pump of that 870 shotgun, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, we talked about that. You know, the thing about it, that's good information, is that, one, you want to avoid. Two, get into your room, and if you can lock it down, and you're calling the police. And also, as Chief Hansen and Sheriff Basenko said, is you get in something like that, then your response time is different. You've got somebody in your house, you're scared. It's not like, hey, I think this is happening, or there's an alarm or something, that I have a feeling that they can turn faster. But then again, depending where you are, it still could take minutes. And a minute, people don't realize how long a minute is. I just didn't realize how long a minute was till you get into radio. Then you realize how long 10 seconds is, all the things that can happen to that. And so you want to be prepared. And like you said, call the dispatcher and stay on the phone with them.
Absolutely. And know exactly where you're at in the house. When the dispatcher asks you where you are in the house, you need to be able to say, I'm on the northwest corner on the second floor, or I'm on the southeast corner in my bedroom. They're going to ask you, do you have a window? You know, is there a way we can get in? And they're going to ask you a lot of specific questions. You need to be able to answer those questions.
Yeah, being on the right-hand side of the house is not probably good enough.
No, that's not good enough at all. It's north, south, east, and west, you know, to law enforcement officials. So,
right.
And not only you, but your family needs to have an idea how that works out. You know,
sure.
You can have that conversation over, you know, over cornflakes in the morning if you want to.
Yeah, you could just have something in the room. This is my room, and it's in the northwest corner of the house.
Absolutely.
Okay, we've got to take a break here. Our guest, Ted Leidy, we're talking about defending your home in case of a natural emergency or home invasion, or, you know, things just happening that you really don't have a lot to be able to have an impact on, but you can have an impact on what happens in your house and what happens to your family if you're just prepared. Just like when we talk about emergency preparedness for anything. As long as you're prepared, you've got a much better chance of coming out on the other side in much better condition than if you just go, oh, I trust that somebody else is going to take care of me. This is Free Fire Radio.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2011 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 25th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a special gift in their goodie bags at the door. And shoppers save an additional 15% with your Macy's card. Visit over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for 3 Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. Vendors include Forever Woman Mastectomy Boutique, Spectrum Prosthetics, High Cap, Interim Homestyle Services, Willow Springs, Welcome Home Assisted Living, Shasta County Adult Services, Compass. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory Equipment, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. The 2011 Spring Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 25th at 8 a.m. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Now, a special announcement for veterans. Over 1,800 American military veterans die each day, many of whom do not receive all of the VA benefits they have earned. The Dignity Memorial Network offers comprehensive services to help eligible veterans and their families receive the VA burial benefits from the U.S. government. Your Dignity Memorial provider knows more about obtaining everything that is owed to you, including monetary burial benefits, a government-issued marker, presidential certificate, and much more. Your local Dignity Memorial provider also offers a planning guide that includes worksheets and valuable information for veterans like you and me. Whether you want to receive the planning guide or you have more immediate needs, your Dignity Memorial provider is here to help. The Dignity Memorial Network, America's leading funeral homes and cemeteries, united to bring you the services you need when it matters most.
Lawncrest Chapel and Memorial Park proudly serves the Reading area. Call 222-1587. That's 222-1587.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life, brought to you by National University. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals. Join me as I explore current research and local resources that will help you and your family reach their full potential. Psych Talk, every Saturday at noon, right here on KCNR 1460.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. It's 8:45 in the morning on May the 24th. My gosh, where is it going? And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. You know, Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Espresso Joe's gives you the coffee and the smoothie drinks and the ice drinks that you want at really great prices. You can buy pounds of coffee there, a double mocha. You can go into the finest walk-in humidor in the state and get those cigars and tobacco accessories that you want. And they also have a meeting room for the type, you know, for the community, a community meeting room there. Joe and Shelley are just absolutely outstanding citizens here. They give discounts to veterans. They support the veteran community. They support the whole community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Ted Leidy, and we're talking securing our home. And I just got, you know, our chat room is going wild here. And I just saw him there from Max, is that the number is no longer 30,000. It's closer to 46,000. Now, I don't know where Max got his information, but that sounded like something yesterday when they were saying between 30 and 40,000. So that could be right. Mm-hmm. Jim Nielsen, who called in earlier today, is just going, he says, there's going to be lawsuits about, you know, trying to hold them back, but, you know, Jerry Brown may be turning them loose in July just because they're forced to do that. You know, this scenario is not a fun time for us.
Absolutely not. And, you know, in the chat room, somebody had wrote in that most of the time your home invaders think that you're not home. They would just prefer you not be home probably about 90% of the time. They're just after your, you know, they're after your goods in the house, and they don't want anything to do with you. So once they find out that you are home, many times they'll just run off, which is of course, a very, very good scenario. Now, there is a scenario that can be dangerous for the homeowner, and that is, let's say you pull up to your home and you notice there's somebody inside of it. I know people, and I want to warn you against it right now, that will enter the home. And you can't do that, because at that point, you've taken away your right to self-defense using deadly force, because you've actually taken that fight
to the person.
To the person.
And even if they're in your home.
Even if they're in your home. There's nothing in your home worth somebody's life. So the best thing to do in that scenario, and I know people that have happened to, and you probably know people that happened to also, is to just back off, maybe drive up the street and turn around and set, and then call law enforcement and wait patiently, because you don't want to take the fight to anybody.
Now, it's different if you're in the house and they come to you, though.
It is much different if you are in the house and they come to you.
And then you have the right, I think you have a right to defend yourself and your property.
You have the right to defend yourself,
right, not your property. Property.
That's
yourself.
Right. You have the right to defend yourself. And, you know, the thing about a home invasion while you're there is they've already proven the opportunity and the intent. They broke into somebody's home. They obviously have the opportunity to get to you. You could have been asleep when they came in. And really, so they just have to prove the ability to cause you great bodily harm. And at that point, you know, your use of deadly force is authorized inside your own home.
And let me reinforce something that Ted said about you're in your home, and it's in the middle of the night, and you hear something in another room, something's crashed, something, and somebody's in the other room. you picking up your shotgun and racking the shell, and they're still there, or you pick up a pistol or whatever else your means of self-defense is, and then you have a flashlight, and you start to walk through there. Let me tell you, my friends, unless you've gone through a whole lot of training, and I mean a whole lot of training, that is just absolutely the worst thing you want to do.
Absolutely. It's very dangerous to walk through a dark home with a firearm.
Even if you know it's your home and that it's, you know, that, hey, I'm really familiar with the house, you know, the offensive ability, the ability to take action is the other guy as you walk in, especially if he's seeing your flashlight, and frankly, at that point, if he's at that, you know, point or that they don't care, you're coming down through your house, and it's now they're going to take action, and is this something you really want to get into?
Yeah, there's so many ambush points in a home, behind the couch, behind the refrigerator. I mean, you know, it's just all over the place.
That's
so.
Right. So this is something, you hear somebody in your house, you call 911, you barricade yourself in, or you leave if that's the right thing. And then, you know, then you can protect yourself in your safe room, your emergency room, your ready room.
Absolutely.
Like, but, you know, you probably do, you know, if your children, I can understand if your children are on the other side of the house. Now, that could be something else.
Well, and that's probably the worst scenario, that you have children in your home, and there's very little chance that you're going to go ahead and hole up in your own room while law enforcement shows up. So that may be one of those scenarios where you have to go somehow, you know, get your children and get them rallied up and put them in the rally room or whatever. But, yeah, we don't like to talk about that because that's the worst of the worst scenarios.
Well, you know, and if you want to do talk about that, and if you want to get into this, you can call Ted, and we have classes on this. He has classes on security of your home. And if something like that does happen, you know, you can't just leave your children out there, you know, then turn on all the lights, you know, be, you know, making as much noise as you can to try to let the other people get out of there. But I'm not the expert on this, but Ted is.
Yeah, that is a real good idea. Turn on some lights. As soon as you turn on some lights, they understand that you're home. Many, many times, as I said before, they'll head out the door. They're not after, you know, they don't want the confrontation. They just want your stuff.
That's right.
And if they do want the confrontation, of course, that's a whole different, you know, that's a whole different situation. You know, maybe 1 or 2% of all break-ins are there with the intent to harm you.
That's right. And again, that's something, again, if you harden your home so that if somebody comes in, the alarms go off, like at my house, if a door or a window opens, I have, there's beeping sounds that go off all over the house. And I know somebody's coming in. And
absolutely.
I don't care where it is in the house. Those, you know, it's going to beep. Plus, we have motion detectors in the house. So that, you know, if we set that up. So it's just these little things that you can do, and you know, that just make you a little bit more secure. Okay, we've got to take a break here. Carl Lindebaugh. We're talking home security with Ted Leidy, and we're talking about, you know, protection for you and your family in your own home. Again, a part of emergency preparedness. This is a KCNR 1460. It's 8:51 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip. You know, as a three-time Winston Cup champion, now I know something about good machines. That's why, for my new home, I chose Water Furnace Geothermal Heating and Cooling. You see, to be the best, you've got to use the best. And a geothermal system from Water Furnace is the best way to heat and cool your home. It's efficient and reliable, plus it'll cut your energy bills by up to 60%. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Like Darrell Waltrip says, a water furnace system is a winning combination of energy savings, exceptional comfort, and reliable performance. And with today's skyrocketing cost of electric rates and costly tiers, you could save up to 70% in heating, cooling, and hot water cost. Consider the smart switch to a geothermal comfort system or turbocharge your existing furnace with an add-on unit. For more information, see Crystal Air on the web at www.crystalair.info or call 530-623-1000.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination. Getaway.
Here's Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
This is John Lundberg with Circle N Heating and Air Conditioning. You're a faithful Cars customer, aren't you?
We've been bringing all of our vehicles, actually, personal and business, to Cars since 1993.
And how did you happen to first come to Cars?
I met Barb at Northern Business Associates, so I had been using a different repair shop in town and decided to give them a try. Was dealt with very honestly, so I've been taking my vehicles there ever since.
How many vehicles do you bring?
About 7 vehicles. Foreign cars all the way down to trucks.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
I have lots of customers who are good, and when they need car repair, I always refer them to Cars.
And have you ever used our new concierge service?
Very convenient.
Thanks so much for taking our call today, John. We'll see you again soon at Cars.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Back down.
Carl Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment. She'll be back tomorrow because we have a remote tomorrow. We're going to be at Macy's with the Senior Expo. So join us tomorrow. Come on down to Macy's. We're going to be there, of course, from 7 to 9, but the Senior Expo starts at 8 a.m. They've got breakfast. They've got all types of things down there. They're going to have prize drawings. They've got a passion show. The first 100 seniors will receive a special gift in their goodie bags. For any more information on this, just call 226-8350. And as long as we're talking about things, on the 78th Annual Memorial Day Tribute at Longcrest is going to be Monday, May 30th. It begins at 10 a.m. There's another one going out at the Veterans Grove and the Civic Center at 11 o'clock. And, of course, the one at the Main Cemetery at noon. And then the one out at IGO, Northern California Veterans Cemetery. We're going to be talking a lot more about that as the week goes on. Our guest is Ted Leidy, and we're finishing up on security in the home. We got like 4 minutes left.
All right. I think we should finish up today by talking about awareness. You know, as a population, we could really, really stand to take some awareness training, because as we walk through our daily lives, there are things going on all around us that we're not paying attention to. One of the things, if we want to begin paying attention, we should pay attention to our own home and our own surrounding around that home. When you walk out in the morning and you have strangers in your neighborhood, you know, you should probably take a look at them, pay attention to what kind of car they drive. If you have service people knocking on your door, look through the peephole. Don't let them in. Don't open the door until they've showed you some sort of identification.
Never open the door, no matter what they look like, because there's all types of bad guys out there.
Absolutely. You know, I grew up in Cottonwood, and I was in a single-parent home. My mom was a beautician, and she used to tell me when she'd leave, and she'd leave me home, and she'd say, "Ted, I don't care if it's Jesus. Don't open the door. You tell them you have to wait for your mom to get home."
Well, there you go. You know, security of your home, again, is what we're talking about today is not a fear thing. It's being prepared. And as our chat room is saying, is that being ready for something means then is there is no fear, because now you know what you're going to be doing. And once you train for that or understand what you have to do, you know, now there's not the panic of, oh, gosh, what do I do now?
Absolutely. And, you know, when we teach, we don't teach to be paranoid or fearful. As a matter of fact, it's a type of freedom for us, because we've hardened up our house. I carry a firearm every day because it makes me feel comfortable, and I know that I'm not going to become a victim. My family's not going to become a victim, and actually nobody around me will ever become a victim, because you know, I have the ability to protect them and myself, and it makes me feel good. So it's not a paranoid or a fearful thing whatsoever.
It's just protecting yourself and the ones around you, which is one of the reasons that people have a concealed carry.
Absolutely.
Which we have the right to do that, and our Sheriff Tom Basenko supports that.
And thank goodness for that.
Where we see a Yuba County, that, you know, they're making it really difficult. In other places, you'll never get a concealed carry. Now, you teach down out of Bastiani Arms.
Teach at Bastiani Arms. Have a big class coming up this Saturday.
Okay, and how do they get a hold of you, Ted?
They can just call down to Bastiani, 222-8222.
Okay, and you teach concealed carry, and you, and I've talked to Ted about something, maybe some advanced classes that we can might be coming up.
Absolutely.
For people that have gone past the initial, and it's time to maybe step up. Because if you're going to carry a weapon, you need to know how to do it. This is, safety. I don't want to have somebody next to me that doesn't even know how to use their weapon, and they whip it out in the middle of a room and say, hey, I'm going to protect you. No, you won't. You'll just scare me. You'll just scare me right then, so.
Absolutely. So we teach basic now, and we're going to do advanced in the future.
Oh, good. Okay. Tomorrow, again, we're going to be out at Macy's. You come on down and meet Linda and I. Not meet us, but come down and say hello to us. And your people in the chat room, you can see what Bad Bob looks like. And he's going to be down there, too. And we'll be running our show from there from 7 to 9. And tomorrow, we're going to have a lot of stuff to talk about. We're going to catch up on a lot of things. Part of it is the prisoner release. Part of it's going to be, drug felons collecting food assistance, things like that. We've got to leave here. And thanks a lot. It's been a great day. And like I said, we're going to be down at Macy's tomorrow for Senior Expo. It's Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460. The home of Free Fire Media. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Thank you for listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.